So I'd like to welcome all the children to come forward for our Godly Place sermon, and everyone else may be seated. The kiddos want to come down. All right. So if you are listening closely today to some of our readings, you will notice there is a theme. And the theme is that Jesus appears to people at different times in their life and they don't always recognize it. And this happened a lot after Jesus came back from the dead when God resurrected him. Now, if you want to move closer, you can. You don't have to sit on the steps. Are you all comfortable? Can you see? Okay. You can come forward. Yeah. All right. So, as you know, we are in the season of Easter. And how do you know that? Because of white. That's right. And there's white up on the altar as well. And I'm wearing white. That's right. We celebrate Easter for 50 days. So we are still in the season of Easter, celebrating Jesus' resurrection. We celebrate the mystery that Jesus died and that God made him alive again. Now this that I just laid out is the road from Jerusalem to Emmaus. So let's pretend this is a road here. Okay? And here we're going to put down a house in Emmaus. Okay. Now walking on this road were two of Jesus' friends, and they were going down the road to Emmaus from Jerusalem. They were very sad. As they were walking and talking together, they were very sad because Jesus had died. They hoped he would be king one day, and so they were very saddened and shocked by his death. They asked each other, why did Jesus have to die? Why did Jesus die? Then someone came along and started to walk with them. And as they walked and talked together, they talked about Jesus and his death. And the stranger who was walking with them was able to tell these disciples why Jesus died. So here they go, walking together. And they get to this house in Emmaus. And they invite the stranger to come inside. And they say, stay with us. And so he did. And they shared a meal together. And the man who was with them it is a huge cup, isn't it, compared to these tiny little wooden people. They're going to have a great time tonight. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. It's very funny, isn't it? Yeah. So the man, the stranger that was with them, he took the bread and he lifted it up and he blessed it, making the sign of the cross over it, and he broke it and he gave it to each of them. And then suddenly the disciples knew. They could see, it was as if their eyes were suddenly opened and they could see for the first time, they could see that he, the stranger that was with them, was their Jesus. Jesus was alive. Jesus was risen from the dead, and they recognized it when he broke bread with them. After they ate together, Jesus left. And the disciples were so happy that Jesus was alive, they could not help but leave the next morning and go back to Jerusalem to tell the other disciples that Jesus is alive, he is risen, the Lord is risen indeed. Now, I'm going to ask some questions, and if you feel like you might have an answer, you can raise your hand. So I wonder how they knew that it was Jesus, the stranger was Jesus with them. What do you think made them see that it was Jesus? When did they suddenly recognize him? What were they doing together? Yeah.
One of the stories where Jesus broke the cracker, he said that they would remember him whenever the cracker was broken.
That's right. Very good memory. That's right. You remember that. They didn't even remember that in the moment until he broke the bread, and then suddenly they remembered, right? Oh, this is Jesus. We recognized him in the breaking of bread. Right. Good. So what do you think it feels like? And you can answer this question for yourself. You can think about the disciples when you answer this question, or you can think about it for yourself, about what Easter means to you. But what does it feel like to know that Jesus is alive and with you? What does that feel like? Is it confusing? Yeah. Does it give you good feelings? Yeah. Does it make you feel hopeful or happy? Yeah. Me too. I feel that way too. I wonder for the disciples what it was like to go back and tell the other disciples what had just happened. What do you think the other disciples said to them? Do you think they thought they were crazy? Maybe. Yeah. And maybe other disciples felt like they had seen Jesus too. Suddenly everyone was having experiences of Jesus. Yeah. They must have been so excited to be able to go back and do that. So this story is a really beautiful story. And it has three lessons for us. The first one is that, plain and simple, Jesus is always with us at all times. And when we forget, the second point is that when we forget, we can always come to this table to be reminded that Jesus is always with us. And here's the other point that I think is also very, very important. A lot of people go on to heaven before we do, and it makes us sad, and we miss them. And I think that Jesus was trying to show all of us that not only was Jesus still with us, but so are all those whom we love and who have gone to heaven before us. And that if we ever forget, we can always come to this table also and remember them. That we are all here together with all the saints and all the angels.
Remember that little candle
thing? Do you light a candle for someone sometimes? Yeah.
Yeah, once.
That's right. That's beautiful when your aunt passed away. That's right. Jesus is showing us that even though we might feel sad and lose loved ones, that they are always with us. And we can always come here together with our community to remember them and to remember that Jesus is with us too. Yeah. Thank you all so much for coming down and for wondering with me. You may go back to your seats.